This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang out of Tampa running around to the post offices, as well as suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel to the gas stations, so you got petrol to get back and forth to work tomorrow. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from California, it's the professor of politics himself, none other than Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we emphasize those two words under God because our great country was started, formed, and founded on Judeo-Christian practices. Now, we talked a lot last hour about things in general, and the governor, of course, Laura Ingraham, came to Orlando last night, just a stone's throw, literally, from where I'm sitting right now, about an hour and a half for two-hour drive at the most, depending on the traffic. But Joe Biden yesterday had some things to say, and he pretty much blew whatever. I'm not sure what he was trying to say, but you've got some audio there, don't you?
We do, Captain. Take a listen here to President Biden talking about accommodating Russian oligarchs. I kid you not, this is what he's saying. Let's listen in.
In addition to this supplemental funding, I'm also sending to Congress a comprehensive package that will enhance our underlying effort to accommodate the Russian oligarchs and make sure we take their ill-begotten gains. We're going to accommodate them. We're going to seize their yachts, their luxury homes, and other ill-begotten gains of Putin's the guys who are the kleptocracy. But these are bad guys. This legislative package strengthens our law enforcement capabilities to seize property linked to Russia's kleptocracy.
So there you have it, Captain. It was hard to kind of understand exactly what he was is going for there.
He used a big word, which I'm not familiar with what the big word was, but why do you have to use words you can't pronounce?
Well, right, and he definitely, I think he kind of got off whatever was on the prompter, in my opinion, and that's why he started kind of winging it. And we notice when Joe Biden starts winging it, it usually descends into something like that. Basically, a kleptocracy, as we understand, is when you go after the expense of the governed for your own personal gain. So I think that's what he's trying to communicate. But I also think there's a problem. I don't know if they were going to accommodate Russian oligarchs. That doesn't seem to be something that we'd want to do. We're not going to accommodate them in any way.
By the way, one of my military friends, a veteran, was over with DeSantis last night in Orlando on the Laura Ingraham show, and he was sitting behind Laura Ingraham, second row in, dead center. And I've been looking over my shoulder, and I keep seeing him every now and then when they get the right camera angle.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, so he made it on national TV last night. Major Mac, our buddy Major Mac.
Yes, very nice.
Now, I got a message here. I'll say it real quick. It's coming from Fred, listening live stream from Copacabana Beach down in Rio de Janeiro. He says, thank you for being there for us. Those numbers are interesting about likely voters in the U.S. and weak leadership. Wonder what Putin and Pai think about the commander-in-chief in the White House. Well, they don't think much about him.
No, they don't, in fact, but they do study him, and they do run scenarios as to what they think would be a response to whatever it is that they're doing, and they're getting a lot of empirical data, shall we say. They are not looking at President Biden as a Reagan or any other kind of president that might want to, or President Bush for that matter, George W. Bush. They don't think that Biden is going to go to the mat for real. Yes, he talks about sanctions. Yes, he talks about going after Russian oligarchs to get their yachts. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that they have that kind of idea.
Fred just fired off another question. He says, Captain, when Joe announced to Obama that he would run again in 2024, did Obama reply? No, he did not. He says, great. He said he should have said, great, you can count on your support from Michelle and me. Or did he say something else? What did Obama say? He didn't say anything.
Well, right. Well,
he walked away from him and started shaking hands with other people, but he didn't say a word.
Yeah, the whole point, or the whole time when former President Obama was at the White House, it just seems very surreal that the current president was somehow just the odd man out for everything. It was the second coming of Obama. That speaks volumes, doesn't it, as to how what they think about Joe Biden.
Yeah, and one of my buddies that used to be in TV here in the local area is chiming in saying, great show, Captain. I'm listening to you on the cruise ship.
All right.
Here we go again with another one on the cruise ship. Okay. All right. Thanks. Thanks very much. And, Gail, thanks for that answer. All right. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere. Got more to be talking about when we come back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
In the morning, and news breaks. When you need to know, the place to go from 2 to 6 a.m. is the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. I'll see you there.
Who was that masked man that came right into the middle of my studio on the White Horse? I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Anyway, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. And remember, Relief Factor is a product that I take religiously every day. I've been taking it for 7 years, never stopped taking it. It's in my system all the time because what it does for me, and it's something that I need to have. And it's kind of like taking an extra set of vitamin pills because of what it does. Now, Relief Factor is part of an integrated health plan that helps your body reduce inflammation over time. It gets to get the best results. You take it regularly every day. And the Relief Factor preferred customer plan is what you do to make it simple. What it is you order the 3-week quick start, and then you go on automatic shipping. Every month you get your Relief Factor, and you're there. You never run out of it. Now, the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which lowers or eliminates the pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on. Now, it also targets the underlying problem areas with a different metabolic path to help to alleviate the pain right at the source. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product, which supports regularization of the key enzymes and proteins, like taking a vitamin pill to keep yourself healthy, wealthy, and wise. It also supports a healthy, responsible way to deal with inflammation and decreases discomfort. And it comes in convenient individual packets, 4 of them in a little packet. It supports healthy joints and healthy muscles. And for $19.95, you can get it all started. That's what it costs, the 3-week quick start, $19.95. You get it by going to relieffactor.com/captain. Relief Factor, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 3-week quick start, $19.95, and you'll never look back because it works. Because one thing it'll do is get rid of your pain, and that's what you need to do when you're dealing with discomfort. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, kudos to Governor DeSantis. We already talked about him. But there's nobody in the country that's done as good of a job in a state as what he's done. He took a major gamble. He went out on a limb and did things that the government said, well, you can't do that because you got to do this, and it's not right, and all that stuff, right?
Right.
And at every turn, Florida outperformed what the Fed said couldn't be done at every turn.
Well, that's right. Yeah, so he's really set up this, you know, real comparison to how you approach problems in America, in a quite American way, I might add.
Yeah, and we're just, and by the way, this is a place that if you ever move, you need to come my way.
Right.
This is exactly. The place to be. This is the place to be. All right. And by the way, our economy is booming. There's no doubt about it. Our economy is booming. There's all kinds of things going on down here and just getting better all the time. Well, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, she's from Texas, asked the Department of Homeland Secretary, Mr. Mayorkas, about the TSA screening of transgender persons. She wanted to know how they were taken care of, how they were treated.
Yeah, I guess it's an interesting question.
For who?
Well, yeah, that's a good question, yes.
I don't know why she did such a thing unless she was trying to single out again. See, they keep trying to force this stuff down our throats, and there's a whole bunch of us that don't care. I mean, it's not a problem if you don't make it one.
Well, right. And obviously, the only reason she would be mentioning this is for some political reason. I don't think she's really, at least from my opinion, is that she would really be super interested in the practicalities of all these kinds of things. But it's being asked in order to either virtue signal in some political way or to garner favor in some political way.
Well, it's not a problem, so why bring it up?
Right. Well, it just seems like these kinds of discussions are much more pervasive, whether we're talking about what she was talking about there with the TSA screenings, whether we're talking about the military, whether we're talking about school, whether we're talking about anything in our society. You start bringing in these kinds of discussions, and now you're no longer talking about the things that we typically would be talking about, but it forces division along political lines. It's very effective.
All right. Well, Joe Biden wants $33 billion more to help Ukraine for the next 6 months. He says, that's all, just $33 billion. That'll take care of him for 6 months.
Well, right. And this is part of what we heard with the audio, I think, earlier today, too. But it's something that I think a lot of Americans are wondering. Well, first of all, number one, I think they do want to help the Ukrainian people. There's no doubt. But at the same time, they're also wondering, where does all this money come from? Where does all this stuff come from?
We print it.
What is happening?
We print it.
Exactly. Exactly. But, Captain, yes, you could send $33 billion in aid, let's just say, just for the sake of argument. But why isn't Joe Biden and the Biden administration taking other real steps in order to make it so much harder for Vladimir Putin to prosecute this war? And part of that is making us energy independent, helping our allies with energy. Why is it that Vladimir Putin still is able to simply write the book on this stuff, and we're not hitting him where it really, really hurts?
Well, I don't know the answer to that question, but yeah. If we don't put the pressure on him, then it's not going to happen. By the way, you've been hearing a lot of talk about the Lend-Lease program, correct?
That's right. Yeah, World War II term here, but it's coming back. Yeah.
Well, they have brought back the World War II Lend-Lease into the scenario. Now, the Lend-Lease program, I remember when I was in high school and I was learning about it. One of the first countries to pay off their Lend-Lease money was
Great Britain.
That's
yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. And one of the last were?
I think maybe France.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. That's right. Amazing. Amazing. So we'll see what happens. And they're willing to give them the stuff if they'll sign for it, just like you're selling it to them or you're leasing it to them. And then as they get the money, they turn around, they pay you back.
Well, right. And, of course, I think as well, FDR back in those days of early prior to our entry into World War II was also using that as a way of maintaining neutrality to some degree that he had promised. But, of course, Pearl Harbor put an end to all that, the idea of neutrality in the war.
Well, the United Kingdom had said something yesterday, said that the United States and our allies must double down and send Ukraine the tanks and the planes, the jets that they need.
Yes, well, you know, we're looking at this whole picture, and, you know, defeating the Russian army is within their grasp, you know, overall. Because it will just become so untenable after a while for the Russian military forces to continue doing what they're doing if they meet enough resistance and enough hardware and enough everything that we can send their way. And hopefully it doesn't come down to actually battling U.S. troops. I don't think that is necessarily in the offing anytime soon. But it continues to beg the question, though, Captain. You've got Russia actively talking about nuclear weapons, and that should be very, very scary. They've gotten themselves into this situation they can't extract themselves from. So we don't know where this is going to end up. And that's why it has to be decisive. They've got to understand that there's just no hope. You've got to go back home.
Well, Vladimir Putin cannot lose this. If he does, he's done in Russia.
Well, sure. Yeah, and I would think there's already those Russian oligarchs, you know, the kleptocracy people, as according to Joe Biden. I'm sure they're already looking at those options. This is very high, very high intensity stuff. I mean, we could wake up tomorrow morning and the world would be very, very different because of some action against Vladimir Putin, for example, or the fact that there would be no action against Vladimir Putin. So it's literally a day-by-day thing.
And the only way that he won't lose is if he drops either a nuclear bomb or a big, really big bomb. There were two major explosions yesterday in Kiev. Not sure what they were. I didn't really hear. But I'm going to guess there was a couple of pretty good-sized missiles with big payloads.
Well, right. And the idea that Vladimir Putin might try to make an example out of some area in Ukraine and then say, you know, do my bidding or else. We'll see.
Yes, yes, and double yes. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Friday morning. And, of course, the weekend coming up, and I hope everybody's got a great weekend plan. We'll tell you where we're going to be this weekend right after you hear these messages.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is meeting with several small business owners to talk about the state of the economy for small businesses. The president once again criticizing the Republicans' tax plan and the impact it could have on small businesses.
Republican plan led by Senator Rick Scott of Florida
chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee, would tax half of our small business owners an extra $1,200 a year on average. Not only do they oppose making big corporations pay their fair share, they want middle-class families and small business owners to pay more.
The senator defending his plan, telling an audience at a Heritage Foundation event last month, Democrats are lying about the plan. Menthol cigarettes may soon be banned by the FDA, the agency hoping the banning of the product will help more smokers quit. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. 4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell. Now, remember, Mike Lindell owns MyPillow. MyPillow.com is a website. And right now, he's got a tremendous sale going on. Buy one, get one on the following items. The MyPillow bed sheet sets. Very good, high-quality sheets. You've heard us talk about them. Buy one set, get one set. The Giza Elegance MyPillows. Those are the fancy pillows that he has. Buy one, get another. The Roll and Go Anywhere My Pillows, those are the travel pillows. A lot of them are decorated in American flags and constitutional portraits of the old First Congress and all that, and nature scenes and whatnot. You'll get a great choice and a selection there. And then finally, the My Pillow 6-piece towel set, which you've heard us talk about. That's a $99 retail. You get two of them, buy one, get one, for $39. Unbelievable. And then you get a gift, too, along with it. So, MyPillow.com, the promo code is always Captain. And don't forget, 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459 on the number to call in on. There you go. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We've got a couple of callers, so we're going to run right over there now and grab them. So, here we go. Hello, Aaron in Denver.
just got a comment, quick comment on what you brought up about this $33 billion that this broken down old senile dumb donkey of a so-called president wants the taxpayers to pay. And I'm thinking, I mean, this administration left $85 billion to $99 billion of taxpayer-funded military equipment in Afghanistan.
Actually, it was $7 billion, but that, who's counting?
It was, whatever. Either way, that equipment could have been used, given to the Ukrainians.
Sure.
So, I mean, it's just insanity. It's ridiculous. And one more thing also I have to bring up, which really frustrates me about this situation, in Ukraine, is that Ukraine is Putin's Waterloo. Putin looks a little bit like Napoleon Bonaparte. I mean, small, big inflated ego, thinks he can conquer the world. Ukraine is his Waterloo, and bringing up nuclear weapons, it's just rhetoric. It's not going to happen. He can bring it up, but the nuclear weapons is just a pile of F. And Carl, Cap, have a good day.
Thank you very much, Aaron. You take care. All right, and what do you think, Kyle? What do you think, Kyle?
No, I agree. I do think that I appreciate the way that Aaron put that, that Ukraine is Putin's Waterloo. That is very significant, because nothing is going to be the same. This is,
well,
he's not going to win this.
I said it a couple minutes ago. Number one, he should have, if he was as good and the army was as good as everybody said, he should have gone in there, rolled over everything, and boom, that was it, and the story conquered the country. But he's not able to do it. His army isn't that good. His equipment isn't that good at the present time, anyway, what we're seeing. And it keeps breaking down. They keep breaking down. It keeps breaking down. He's had a lot of casualties, more than what we would have thought. And as I said, if he loses this thing, and he very well might, he's done in Russia.
Oh, absolutely. That's exactly right.
Okay, let's go back to the phone line, and let me see here. We've got Elliot in Wesley Chapel. Okay, Elliot, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Captain, and good morning to West Coast Kyle. Captain, give me 80 seconds on this one here. You know, Miriam Bowser, the mayor of Washington, D.C., is one sorry woman who needs to be replaced, removed from office. She mismanaged the Capitol protest big time during the critical points of COVID-19. Pictures are taken of her maskless at a gala, just as Gavin Newsom of California, Governor Gavin Newsom, pulled the same crap with his whole family, joining friends for a $20,000 feast at a 5-star restaurant. Now, I have a military buddy that lives in Northeast D.C. Gunshots are so prevalent. Secret Service, Capitol Police, FBI are always on their toes. Just a stone throw away, gunfire goes off in nearby neighborhoods. Republicans, we have long-term serving individuals such as Lindsey Graham, Lisa Murkowski, Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, John Thune, Rob Portman, Mitch McConnell, and others have voted along with Joe Biden wokers. And the Democrats, wokers, CRT, Marxists, atheists, communists, always stick together, more so than Republicans. America, that has got to change. If we expect to move from darkness back into the light, RNC, I hope you're listening, because loyalty is a huge problem in the party, and town hall meetings are needed to address these concerns. Captain, I'm hearing from the black community. Left-wing wokers, candidates, are expected to run in the midterm elections. They will be all progressive Marxist wokers, posing as a center leftist like our old mom and pop.
I've been talking about that for a week.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Republicans do not fall for it, anything the Democrats throw at you. They are completely engulfed by the devil. The Democratic Party today is full of atheist thinkers turned out by Barack and Michelle Obama. They're still pulling the strings as we speak. Joe and Jill Biden, to restore this country to normalcy, vote Republican, everyone. Thanks, Captain.
All right, you're welcome. And, you know, Kyle, we've been talking about that for a week now.
Well, that's right. Yeah, the wolf in sheep's clothing sort of strategy. And that's very, very insidious.
And they've gone into overdrive right now.
That's exactly right, bringing in the dark money we talked about in yesterday's program as well.
Yep.
And this is all happening.
Mm-hmm.
They're changing their tactics.
Mm-hmm. And they're training the people to do this in my backyard right now.
That's exactly right. So in some ways, Captain, you know the old adage, they always train to fight the last war. Well, the war is changing, and mm-hmm. so we have to get ahead of it in this
way. All right, let's go to the phone line. Okay, Mary, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. I'd just like to bring you up to progress on the other side of the thinking here, which would be the Democratic Liberal side, who would be one of my neighbors, who is a retired prosecuting attorney, who thinks that there's a big, giant Trump cult, C-U-L-T, out there, and that CRT is not being taught in schools at all, and that's a Republican dream-up, whipped-up thing. So that's how much progress we're making here on the other side.
Is the guy on drugs?
He's a former prosecuting attorney. I would say no.
All right. Well, he might be a rope-a-doper or something. But I mean, you got to understand that this stuff is going on, and the Democrats know it.
Well, he mm-hmm. is flatly out denying it, and there's a giant Trump cult out there.
Mm.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. There's always got to be somebody, right?
Well, sure. And quite frankly, it's easier to tell yourself a story rather than actually look at what's happening in reality. So you can simply say something like, oh, it's a Trump cult, whatever, and you don't have to be challenged anymore about the things that you see happening around you that are the result of these horrible policies.
And when they threaten you or they make an accusation against you, you can bet the farm that they're doing the same thing themselves.
Well, exactly. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly right. Yeah.
All right. Well, we got one more comment. Let's see here. I think I can get this in before the music starts. It's Fred. Eddie's saying, yes, you're right about Putin. He's considered a rogue, if not a war criminal. He won't be able to travel and attend gatherings at Davos and Paris and Geneva or even the UN in New York. Okay. Yeah, because that's what they're going to label him. You bet.
Well, sure, and Russia will become a pariah state, no doubt about it. And, you know, the world has passed Putin by, and he is trying to drag us back into the old way of that he thought was, you know, this is just what you do. You go and invade another country, and it's very sad, but we will win. We will prevail.
All right, hold on. We'll be right back, folks, with the next edition of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Tell you what the weather's doing. It is changing as we speak again, and you might know that was going to happen. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Against you, girl, get back in bed. I feel lucky today. Saying, girl, you better get back home.
But I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky. Yeah. No tropical depression gonna steal my sun away. I feel lucky today.
Now, that song was popular a number of years ago. The young lady singing that is from Canada, Mary Chapin Carpenter. Kyle, you remember that, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a cool one.
Yep, I feel lucky. And it was quite a little, at the time, it was quite a little saucy video that was out there, too. But she did a great job with that, and it was a lot of fun. And the song went on to become number one, and she basically just kind of retired off into the sunset after that. All right, Kyle, tell us what's going on out west.
Well, Captain, up in Big Sky Country tonight, we've still got some active weather going on there. We've got some sleet coming across I-90. This is going to be south of Missoula. As you come down towards Deer Lodge, as you head towards Butte, Montana, we've also got a little bit of snow that's going to be west there of Deer Lodge. But also, of course, up near Helena, this is going to be north of Helena near Wolf Creek. We have rain and sleet coming across I-15 up there as you head up towards also towards Great Falls. We've got rain all around that area. It's going to spread all the way over to Fort Benton, down to Hobson, and south as well of Rainsford. So be aware of that tonight if you're heading through the great state of Montana. Also I-94, you've also got rain coming across the road near Forsyth. Also tonight we've got rain and snow in central Wyoming. We've also got some rain and sleet coming across I-80. This is near the border of Utah and Wyoming, so be aware of that. And we've also got rain and sleet and snow east of Salt Lake City. Now, we're going to have a lot of snow coming through the area there Montana, especially over the next few days, especially in the higher elevations, heavy snow that is predicted in that area. So be careful out there. Seattle and Portland, you've got rain over the next few days as well.
Well, the snow in the east is way up in the tip of Maine, up there at Presque Isle, up in that area. And you'll probably, if you're going to get a load of French fries, you'll find the snow way up there. So be advised of that. That's about it for the snow. Now I'm going to back up and go back over into North Dakota and Minnesota. You do have a lot of rain tonight along the Minnesota North Dakota border, and up there around Minot, North Dakota, there's a lot of flooding going on right now and a lot of heavy rain. So be advised of that. Any low-lying areas, including that river, which is up, could be over its banks, and it could create a problem for you. Minnesota, you got the same problem for about a 50-mile drive down from the Canadian border and inland into Minnesota, about 50 miles as well. Now, moving on down to South Dakota, coming out of Rapid City, there's some patchy areas of rain down through there. There may be some flooding along the I-90 area and the border down below with Nebraska. I say maybe, don't know for sure, but there could be. Got some rain intermixed down in Nebraska all the way over towards Lincoln. And then down into Kansas tonight, got some rain over in Goodland over towards Oakley, and got some unsettled weather conditions over there in the central part of Kansas, as well as the central part of Oklahoma. Coming through Oklahoma City, might have some rain, might have some wind, might even get a thunderstorm or two, or might get a severe thunderstorm in there. The conditions are all ripe for all of the above. Now, moving over into the western part of Pennsylvania and the eastern part of Ohio and down into West Virginia. We've got some very cold temperatures there, a very hard freeze in place tonight, so be advised. I hope you got your heater working up there. And then over into the eastern part of Pennsylvania to include Philadelphia and Harrisburg and the Poconos, and over across Poughkeepsie, around New York City, Long Island, up towards Cape Cod, and then further up the line along the water. You've got some very cold temperatures there with some freeze warnings scattered through there. Also, New Jersey, got some freeze warnings in Jersey tonight. And you might have some fog off the Chesapeake Bay right now around that area by the looks of things, so be advised of that. Now, there is some unsettled weather off the east coast of Florida, from about Daytona on down to probably Fort Lauderdale. And a little windy there. Waves are up a little bit. And then over here on the Gulf side on Florida, from just below Tampa Bay, Sarasota, on up towards Tallahassee, you've got some windy conditions there off the Gulf of Mexico. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And don't forget, the Trucker Sidewind Viber Report, always brought to you by the Flying J and the Pilot Truck Stops, right?
That's exactly right. PilotFlyingJ.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him. And we're going to jump right out of the frying pan into the fire, so to speak, because we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That would be FoundersCode.com on the line with us right now, and good morning.
Good morning.
Can't seem to get rid of Mr. Mayorkas, can we?
You know, you almost have to have some pity for the man because he's so twisted.
Yeah.
I mean, he says that border is absolute, complete control.
Yep.
And he is not fazed in the least by deaths of, 80 to 100,000 people or fentanyl which has come over that border.
Nope.
Doesn't bother him in the least. Doesn't bother him in the least that there are 30 or 40 people that have crossed that border that are on a terror watch list.
Yep.
At one point, I really thought that the guy was just kind of carrying the water for this White House, which I think he obviously still is. But the man has no dignity, none, zero. He's got no integrity. So I think he really should be impeached, or he should be forced to resign. I actually think there could be a trial on the man. For violation of law and violation of his oath.
Mm-hmm. Well, all of what you said is exactly what could be coming. We'll just have to wait and see. And, of course, the elections have consequences, and this one will. He's going to be the first one to go. That's supposedly what I've been hearing.
I haven't heard anything except what was in the hearing. So,
well, we've all been hearing the same things because they're saying they're going to impeach him. And, again, Kevin McCarthy stood right up there and said, if we take control of the House of Representatives and I become the Speaker, we are going to impeach Mr. Mayorkas. He stood there and said that last week.
Yeah, there was some...
I know. We'll see.
Inference of that yesterday.
Yep. We'll see what happens because this is bad stuff coming through here. All right. Well, we're going to be going to the break. And when we come back from the break, folks, there's no shortage of things to talk about. Our Governor DeSantis last night... on television with Laura Ingraham. What a tremendous television show that was. And for ratings, that must have been one of the better rating shows because right over in Orlando is where they had the program. And we had a lot of our people over there. I heard from a lot of people last night. I'm starting to hear from them now telling me how great it was to be in the presence of greatness. And that's what they're calling our governor, Ron DeSantis. Meanwhile, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.